Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueenie, and today we're going to be chatting about the latest consumer device everyone is buzzing about. That's right, the Facebook Portal smart speaker and video messaging device, whatever you want to call it. It's Facebook's new portal. Facebook unveiled the portal on Monday morning, actually announcing two devices in the reveal, the portal and the larger Portal Plus, which will retail for $199 and $349 respectively, with Facebook offering a discount if you buy them both at once, actually $100 off the package if you buy them both at once. Which leads me into my first point, in that that pricing deal actually kind of makes sense when you consider what Facebook is envisioning these devices as. Why would I buy two at a time? Well, you give one and you give it to like your family member who you never talk to, who or is long distance, and you want to kind of have the experience of spending time with them. Because yeah, I mean, you can already video chat pretty easily with basically any internet activated device these days, like your phone, laptop. I mean, basically everybody has some sort of way to FaceTime or Skype or whatever. But the portal is trying to take that one step further and get you even closer to being in the same room as the person you're talking to. This is really the tone Facebook was using, at least in the press release, in the official unveiling and whatnot. So how does it do that? What makes it better? Well, it uses AI to keep you in focus as you move around the room. So if there's multiple people in a room, it uses AI to recognize all those bodies, and it'll shoot to like a wide angle lens and get everybody in the picture and kind of focus on everybody individually. If it realizes it's just one person, it'll focus in on your face, and it can kind of keep that focus locked as people move around. I mean, it seems like a pretty advanced video messaging technology, which is certainly interesting. There's also little cool, neat-y things, like you can do joint sessions on Spotify together. So you could, you know, pull it up, just kind of hang out, listen to Spotify together, talk. I'm picturing it as something maybe that's more useful for like a longer chat where you're not necessarily just conversing the entire time like a phone call, but, you know, you're just trying to simulate the hangout or whatever. So in that way, it's really cool for, you know, if you're in a long-distance relationship or if you have a older relative who otherwise might struggle with technology that's not just single purpose, those types of things. You know, I'm picturing a college kid with one in their dorm and one back home and keeping in touch with the family. The portal then, you know, on top of trying to, you know, create that experience, which is certainly advantageous because, you know, how much do we as humans really value a video chat, no matter how AI powered it is, over actually spending time with people in real life? The portal is also a way for Facebook to continue flexing the Messenger brand. So this is really like the hardware device of the Facebook Messenger app now. Of course, the Messenger app is now at well over a billion users, since Facebook has simply basically made its regular users sign up for Messenger. So, you know, do the math there. It's pretty easy to get Messenger users when, you know, you're basically forcing them to. But it's not really, at least to me, entirely clear where the app fits in terms of generating revenue growth in the long term for Facebook. I think I just started to notice ads on it recently. So it's obviously a difficult thing to monetize. But, you know, the portal is the hardware compatible device, you know, so that's a way to incorporate that. You can use portals to call anyone with a portal, but you can also use it to call anyone just with Facebook Messenger. So certainly an interesting tool there. In terms of what we're looking like, if you're coming through this through Zacks.com on the website, I will have the article image hopefully with the press pictures that they released. But, you know, if you're just coming through iTunes or Spotify or whatever, I'm going to do my best to kind of paint the picture for you. It could be worth a Google. But the portal kind of resembles a mounted tablet. Think about like what your iPad or, you know, Samsung Galaxy S tab would look like if you had it on one of those stands that mounts it up. So which to me, and then kind of looks like one of those old school kitchen top TVs that you might see in an old school movie where they're eating breakfast at the island or whatever, and there's like a little antenna TV. Small, but, you know, it's a touch screen. The larger version of it, the Portal Plus, looks more like its own kind of TV with a little mini stand almost. It kind of calls for attention, and I would think it requires its own place in a living room. which, again, you know, with what I described, kind of makes sense. If this is something where you're going to simulate a hangout, throw it in a certain corner of your living room and you just kind of tuck it away, and then it's an angle of a room so you can lounge around and be comfortable, have multiple people involved in the chat. You know, it does make sense. I think they look slick. They look cool. But in terms of the way that they look, I think that kind of naturally brings us to the competition that we're talking about here, because in describing what the regular size portal looks like, that kind of big mounted tablet look, I'm basically describing what an Amazon Echo Show looks like, which, you know, for those who don't know, the Echo Show is the latest edition of the Echo family, that Amazon's very popular smart speakers, adds touchscreen and video streaming capabilities to this. I don't want to call it the number one smart speaker brand in the world because I don't have the sales numbers, but it's got to be up there. If not, it definitely is. You know, it's certainly, to me, the most name brand recognizable smart speaker, which is kind of a loose category, sure. But the Echo Show actually rolls out this week and is going to go for $229. So you compare pricing-wise, the portal, the regular portal, is $199. It's about twice as much as a regular Echo, but it's actually cheaper than the Echo Show if you think those are more comparable, which they probably are. The timing of the rollout is also interesting because the other key competitor here is Google, and Google is actually set to add to its smart speaker lineup today. Indeed, probably by the time you hear this, it'll be confirmed, if depending on when you get to this episode during the day. But Google is actually holding a Made by Google event in New York City on Tuesday. And among other things, Google is expected to announce the Home Hub, which is going to be the latest addition in the Google Home line, which is the other major smart speaker competitor. And it's going to be kind of this, you know, as the name implies, hub. It's going to be the central hub for the control of other smart home products like security cameras, lights. It's going to do what the Google Home already does. It's kind of the step up from there. So all of this is happening at once. We're getting a huge update to this smart speaker, home automation, in-home gadget thing, whatever you want to call it, trend, mini industry, sub-industry, whatever you want to call it. And that is kind of what makes this a little bit wild for me for Facebook, just the timing of this whole reveal. Reports actually indicated that the launch of Portal was actually delayed in order to let the public attention shift away from the Cambridge Analytica story. So I guess Facebook is kind of up against a wall to some extent. You've already delayed it for a certain amount of time. How far can you push this back? But my question is, why announce when you could just be overshadowed by the two dominant brands in this little sub-industry that you're trying to break into? I get what the counter to that is, which is maybe you steal their thunder. Maybe you take away a little bit of the hype from the debut of the Google Home Hub and the Amazon Echo Show by adding a third legit competitor to this ring. You know, I'm just thinking about kind of the standard frame of mind when holiday shopping. Now the fresh new thing that's just out, it'll be the Facebook portal. It'll be the one no one's ever heard about before. So you are stealing the thunder a little bit. But consider what was able to happen in the headlines in the wake of the announcement. You know, if you were to go Google search the Facebook portal right now, I'm sure it would be the same type of tone in the news. I don't think these stories have funneled out yet. But basically what's happening is there's kind of being a joke being made at Facebook's expense. You know, the whole tone of the response to this so far from what I've seen has been, are you serious, Facebook? You barely get past this data privacy thing, and now you want to put a camera in my living room. So that, to me, is problematic. And it just makes me ask, we're going to have one of the least trusted internet companies in the world put cameras in people's homes, in their living spaces. To me, that doesn't really make a ton of sense right now. I think I did a good job of describing why it does make sense. I just think the timing is the issue here. And we know things like this are very fickle. You know, these things can fail on the simplest of things. And again, I go back to Google. I think about Google Glass right now, where the rhetoric got away for Google for 1 second, and the whole idea just whimpered and died for little reason other than we decided at once that it wasn't cool. The tone got set by the culture that these things looked lame, and that was it. You lost it to the internet memes, you lost it to the jokes, you lost it to the jokes being made at their expense, and that was it. That's all it took. It wasn't cool anymore. And so I think Facebook might really be, I don't want to say crushed, because again, I think this looks cool. I think the technology sounds cool. I think that there's a very good chance this is a high quality chat experience. I'm just worried that it might not get off the ground simply because of the fact that Facebook has tried to launch this product while they do not have control of the public conversation. Sure, making a splash and overshadowing your competition can work. It often does. But I think that's only when the public wants to let you control the conversation, when you are the in brand, when you are cool, when you are trusted. And let's just face it, Facebook is none of those things right now. The internet's memory, culture, and society's memory right now is very short. So I don't think they won't get there again. You know, I can certainly see the PR recovery train continuing on, but we're still talking about these data privacy things every day. And I don't think Facebook has the right amount of control over that conversation to be able to make a splash like this in the consumer electronics business, especially because they have so little clout over on the hardware side. You know, they're not really doing much hardware stuff, if any at all, right now. And this is kind of one of the first moves. And, you know, I just feel like people will be like, we'll just stay with our Google Home or we'll stay with our Echo. So we'll see. You know, I could be completely wrong. This could be the next best thing in video chat, and in which case, maybe I'll have to check one out. But I see some problems already with the timing and the rhetoric surrounding this announcement. But those are just my thoughts, as you guys are used to here on Tech Talk Tuesday. Sometimes I just spew opinions at you. I appreciate you tuning in still if you're a lifer with us. That is going to do it for us this week. As a reminder, though, if you feel that I missed something, or if you want me to cover a different story, or if you vehemently disagree with me, certainly feel free to shoot me an email at podcast@zacks.com. Definitely while you're, you know, perusing the internet, make sure to check out all of our other exclusive audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. We're also available on Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, basically anywhere I think that you could possibly imagine getting a podcast. And, you know, if not, just go to one of the other things that I just mentioned. But yeah, that'll be it for this show. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. We'll see you next time.